NAZI Media, Staff Philadelphia, PA, Hunting Park cover photo courtesy, 6ABC Action News. Don't forget to like and subscribe to our YouTube channel. The father of the five-year-old child, who was shot in the Hunting Park section of the city on Thursday morning, has been named a person of interest by police investigators working the case. A report from 6ABC Action News said the child shot himself in the leg after finding the weapon in the home. Photo, 6ABC Action News. The bullet went through the child's leg, barely missing an artery, according to the report. Investigators said the boy was taken to the hospital at around 1 a.m. on Thursday morning. Police were skeptical of the circumstances surrounding the child's shooting after interviewing the parents, who gave conflicting stories about what happened. Greater than it's a matter of who was in the house. Apparently the gun was not there when police got there, said supervisor of the Philadelphia District Attorney's Office Homicide and Non-Fatal Shooting Unit, Joanne Pescatori. Pescatori said the boy's father, Rafael Ramon, has been named as a person of interest. Greater than the father has many priors, which makes him ineligible to have a firearm. And the firearm was obviously alone in a room with a five-year-old. So maybe not just him but other adults that were present may be facing charges, Pescatori added. The child was last reported to be in stable condition at St. Christopher's Hospital for Children. NAZI Media, Staff Court, Philadelphia, PA cover photo courtesy, Philly Voice. Don't forget to like and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Kevin Brogdon, no age given, from Philadelphia, was found guilty of third-degree murder by a jury in a Philadelphia municipal courtroom on Friday. According to a report from Kyo News Radio, Brogdon had been charged with the murders of Stephanie Run and Efrain Rivera, who were both found dead inside of a car parked in the middle of Ontario Street near F Street, in January of 2019. Photo, Philadelphia Inquirer. Another woman was reportedly shot in the same incident. The report said she escaped and survived the shooting. According to the assistant district attorney, one of the most important pieces of evidence that helped gain the conviction was surveillance video. Greater than interestingly, the defendant in this case covered his head as he ran past the grocery store to his home, which was one house from the back of the grocery store. So only somebody who lived on that block, a half block from where the murders occurred, would know to cover up their face, so they weren't captured by those cameras, said Assistant District Attorney Jan McDermott. Brogdon is scheduled to be sentenced on Monday. By law, Brogdon will be receiving a sentence of life in prison on Monday, due to the fact that he was convicted of two, or more, third-degree murder charges.